Phoenix Audio presents
The Kitchen God's Wife by Amy Tan, read by the author.
Whenever my mother talks to me, she begins the conversation as if we were already in the middle of an argument. Perla, have to go, no choice, my mother said when she phoned last week. After several minutes, I learned the reason for her call. Auntie Helen was inviting the whole family to my cousin Bao Bao's engagement party. The whole family means the Kwongs and the Louis. The Kwongs are Auntie Helen, Uncle Henry, Mary, Frank, and Bao Bao. And these days, the Louis really refer only to my mother and me, since my father is dead, and my brother Samuel lives in New Jersey. Bao Bao, how can he have an engagement party, I said. This will be his third marriage. Fourth engagement, my mother said. Last one he didn't marry, broken off after we already sent a gift. Mary is coming, I asked. Mary and I have a history that goes beyond being cousins. Mary is coming, husband and children too, my mother said, flying from Los Angeles next week. No time to get a special discount. Full price tickets, can you imagine? Next week, I said, searching for excuses. We're supposed to... Auntie Helen already counted you in. 5 tables. If you don't come, she is 1/2 table short. Of course, she is also telling people Bao Bao will be there with his new fiancée. My mother sniffed. She lets everyone know that way, so now you have to bring a gift. 2 days before the dinner, I got another phone call from my mother. Now it is too late to do anything about it, she said, as if whatever it was were my fault. And then she told me Grandaddy Doo was dead at age 97. This news did come to me as a surprise. I thought she had already died years ago. She left you nice things, my mother said. You can come.